A Missoula County commissioner believes the county attorney Fred Van Valkenburg may be throwing the commission, quote, under the bus, in the county's lawsuit against the Federal Department of Justice. The DOJ has been investigating how Missoula law enforcement, the University of Montana, and the county attorney's office handle sexual assault cases after a string of such crimes were brought to light in 2012. Both UM and Missoula police have reached settlement agreements with the Department of Justice, but County Attorney Van Valkenburg has refused, saying DOJ has no authority over his office. Van Valkenburg says his office is under the jurisdiction of the state attorney general. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says an earlier agreement between the DOJ and the attorney general may call that into question.
A 2012 letter from then-Attorney General Steve Bullock to the Department of Justice arranges a meeting with DOJ for a status update on the progress of their investigation into how sexual assault cases are handled in Missoula. Allie Bovingdon is now Governor Steve Bullock's Deputy Chief of Staff, but she worked in the Attorney General's office then, and she was on the conference call with DOJ shortly after that letter was sent out.
The conversation about process was, if during the course of their investigation they uncovered cases, how that referral would occur back to the state Attorney General's office.
That conference call and the communication between the Attorney General and DOJ has Missoula County Commissioner Michelle Landquist second-guessing the merits of County Attorney Fred Van Valkenburg's case against DOJ.
I look at that agreement between the AG and the DOJ as the AG giving permission to the DOJ and to do their investigation, and they should have asked Fred to cooperate.
The county commission voted to approve $50,000 for the county to move forward with the lawsuit. She says she's keeping her fingers crossed Attorney Van Valkenburg did not know about any deal between the DOJ and the Attorney General when he requested that funding.
I would have had totally different conversations with Mr. Van Valkenburg had I known that, and I would have never approved the money, and I would have applied a whole lot more pressure than we did.
But Allie Bovingdon, again, she was at the AG's office at the time of the conference call. She says Attorney Van Valkenburg was aware of the deal struck in 2012.
He knew about the parameters of the agreement that we entered into with USDOJ.
County Attorney Van Valkenburg did.
Yes, he did.
Van Valkenburg is currently on vacation, and representatives from his office could not immediately be reached for comment. Allie Bovingdon says then-Attorney General, now Governor Steve Bullock, says the questions over jurisdiction between the federal government and the state are not his primary concern in this case.
His primary concern is making sure that victims of sexual assault are protected, cases are appropriately prosecuted, and offenders are held accountable.
The Department of Justice recently released a report harshly critical of how the Missoula County Attorney's Office has handled sexual assault in the past. Current Attorney General Tim Fox asked the DOJ to share any evidence of the county mishandling assault cases, as the 2012 agreement stipulates. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.